The Robin Hood Virus. By Robert Nerbovig. Chapter Titles. 1. Virus, Hospital Infection. 2. Team, Device, and Location. 3. Wall Street Infection. 4. Hospital Foundation Startup. 5. Worldwide Military Tactics. 6. Exposing Terrorist Activities. 7. Hacking the Hackers. 8. Computer Infection Definitions. 9. Cyber Warfare Combat and Tactics. 10. Major Oil Cartel Price Fixing. 11. Funding Large Political Donations. 12. Stealing the Robin Hood Virus. Chapter 1. Virus, Hospital Infection. This story centers around a computer virus that we will call the Robin Hood Virus. This computer virus is undetectable and will never be discovered. This virus utilizes a backdoor that has never been thought of or used in the black hat hacker world. We have also developed a virus that we employ on cell phones. This virus we have labeled Ranger. We also developed the same type of intrusion system to locate and enter cell phones and monitor all suspicious calls by screening keywords that we have chosen. When we encounter a keyword, we then utilize our locator software to determine the location of the caller's computer and enter the caller's computer and the recipient's computer to examine their plans and motives. If we determine that they are engaged in illegal activities, violating the rule of competitive fairness, or plotting against the United States, we will take aggressive action to stop them in their tracks and empty their bank accounts. We will divert resources, goods and money, to non-profit entities such as food banks, homeless shelters, orphanages, families going through catastrophic health issues, small rural hospitals struggling to survive, a new national rural hospital startup, etc. We will find other needy groups or individuals to help with the fruits of our labor. If the world ever finds out the fact that we are invading their computer systems and cell phones, without detection, and what we are doing with the information we are gathering, the manner in which everyone uses their computer systems would change drastically. We have identified many major hospital corporations that are suspected of price fixing with their competition and with the insurance companies to garner larger claim payments. This is one of the major causes of rising healthcare costs. No one seems to be able to correct the situation. The hospitals and the insurance companies are profit motivated, while the private citizen is concerned about paying exorbitant prices. We will remedy the situation by forcing the hospital corporations to comply with national averages, and if they refuse to comply, report the illegal activities to proper authorities, anonymously. Our team communicates with the Network Operations Center in Arizona using encoded emails. One of the encoded emails came in from Duck. He alerted us to a medical hospital network that was overcharging and not paying claims. We have identified Missions Hospital Corporation, MHC, as one of the many large medical corporations engaged in price fixing. We have constructed a plan of attack to enter their computer systems, including all nodes on the network, to gather specific evidence supporting the fact they are rate fixing and the manner in which the scheme is occurring. They have set their rates at a very high level by buying specialty or rural hospitals where there are no nearby competitors. They have not set their rates based on cost but rather on the profit dictates of their stockholders. We believe this ruthless pricing system and its unfair competitive advantage is an inappropriate price mechanism for the vulnerable health and aged care sectors. Uninsured patients are not given the 25-50% discounts given to insured patients. We will change this unfair practice. The chairman was sitting in the boardroom reading a letter that we sent based on information we gathered based on our invasion into the MHC systems. The letter stated that there is evidence that his corporation, Missions Hospital Corporation, MHC, has been active in the illegal practice of price fixing. The letter states that we will name employees, other corporations, officers of the corporation, and affiliated doctors. We have copies of emails, old and new price master files, erroneous cost reports required by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We have copies of patient bills as submitted to the insurance companies and the explanation of benefits received for those claims. We also have a copy of an illegal agreement between MHC and the PHO. Physician Hospital Organization, with virtually all of the city's physicians that fixed the prices they would charge, and proposed a requirement that the doctors perform at least 30% of their outpatient services, radiology, and minor surgery, at the hospital. Doctors who refused were threatened with being barred from practicing at the hospital, the only acute care hospital in the area. The effect was that virtually all the doctors in the city were taken by the hospital, and managed care companies could not enter the healthcare market because they could not find doctors to employ in their plans. Waiting for the rest of the board members to arrive, he was furious. He was wondering how the secret details concerning the hospital's agreements concerning rate fixing were discovered. He suspected a leak in his organization. Why would anyone on his team betray him? He made sure those who knew the details of the insider transactions were paid very well. Most were close friends who he knew would not divulge secret corporate information. He purposely kept key details in the hands of separate key officers. He was the chairman and he was the only person who knew all the parts of the scheme. The board members arrived and the meeting came to order. The chairman made the following announcement: "We have received a very disturbing notice from an anonymous source that accuses us of price fixing. I will be conducting individual meetings with all directors when this meeting adjourns to find out specifics on this matter. We will find out where this is coming from and what information they are referring to. We do not practice price fixing." The regular business of the corporation continued for the duration of the meeting. After the meeting, the vice president of the corporation was called into the chairman's office. The discussion centered on the information alluded to in the letter. The chairman inquired as to any contact with the media and if discussions that took place, what was discussed and who was the reporter. He was trying to discover the origin of the leaked price-fixing specifics. The vice president assured the chairman he did not discuss price-fixing with the reporter. Later that day, the chairman met with the chief financial officer in his office to discuss the price-fixing leak. The CFO assured the chairman he did not discuss what he knew about the plan with anyone. The chairman then met with the president of the corporation to find out what he knew about the problem. The president indicated he met with the publisher of the paper at lunch one day last week and they talked about the contracts with the physicians, but no specifics were discussed. The chairman met with the IT director. The discussion centered on the possibility of a computer virus. Many of the emails contained on the hospital computer network contained specifics about physician contracts, all of the old and new price files, contact with other hospitals concerning prices, and the discussions with board members concerning the need to raise the profit margin. The chairman was sure it was a virus that exposed the emails. What the chairman didn't know is that we entered the personal computers of all the officers, board members, and doctors who had a financial agreement with the hospital network. It was on those private computers where we gained most of our evidence. The chairman and the IT director discussed various methods to determine if the network has been hacked. The IT director indicated that the culprit could be a worm, that is a program very similar to a virus. It has the ability to self-replicate and can lead to negative effects on your system. Worms generally spread through emails and networks. The invader could also be a Trojan, a breed of malicious code which, unlike viruses, do not reproduce by infecting other files, nor do they self-replicate like worms. In fact, it is a program that disguises itself as a useful program or application. These viruses copy files in your computer. When their carrier program is executed, that can damage your data, and even delete it. The attacker can also program the Trojans in such a manner that the information in your computer is accessible to them. It was determined that the most likely infection is a Trojan. It has copied the files and emails from the entire network. A plan was discussed to discover and eliminate the Trojan. The next morning, the chairman received a phone call from one of the board members informing him that his wife had been seen having lunch with the publisher of the paper. The chairman's wife is a physician working for MHC as a pediatric surgeon. She is well aware of all the special arrangements between the doctors and MHC. The major concern of the chairman is the leaking of the specifics of the physician arrangements. The chairman is curious about the meeting between his wife and the publisher. Was information concerning the physician contracts divulged? The chairman had a discussion with his wife that evening. She was adamant that she never discussed the physician's contracts. The purpose of the meeting concerned the upcoming medical fair that will be held at the hospital. The next morning, the chairman decided to meet with the IT director to initiate a plan to upgrade all computer hardware to the latest version and copy software and files one by one to try and eliminate the virus. They would replace 24 rack-mounted servers and 650 desktop computers. This massive undertaking would take several weeks and cost $2.5 million. The servers and desktops would be phased in by each department, starting with administration. The servers are used to accumulate all data from all 23 hospitals in the network. This centralized data center enables the reporting of patient and financial data from all hospitals in the network in a timely manner. We have completed a $12 million wire transfer with the authorization of the chairman and the president of MHC. Of course, they would find out about the transfer after the fact. We transferred the $12 million to one specific offshore account. From this offshore account, we will transfer said amounts to various other offshore accounts in countries throughout the world. From these accounts, we will donate to our nonprofit, needy, and startup recipients. The transfers will be accomplished immediately to get the funds into the hands of groups that most need it and put it to good use. We have assured the chairman that if all of the price master files used by MHC were not changed to reflect cost plus 15% for their goods and services, the offshore wire transfer would be repeated. We installed our logo into their system and set up their system to print the logo on the lower right-hand corner of all financial documents. They will know we are watching. We gave the chairman 30 days to make this request happen. We repeated our notification that we are in his system and will stay there to monitor the corporation and ensure fairness in all of its activities. The wire transfer dollars are automatically distributed to various recipients based on a predetermined schedule. We have anonymously distributed $10,000 to 100 homeless shelters, $10,000 to 100 food banks, $10,000 to 100 domestic abuse shelters. And we will continue to donate to organizations like this each month. We will continue to donate the above amounts to various charities at a rate that matches the amounts in the offshore accounts. As the amounts increase, the number of charities and amounts donated will increase. We expect to donate $50 million per month based on our invasion into corrupt companies, countries, and hackers. We will make anonymous contributions to organizations such as Air Force Aid Society, Alzheimer's Disease Research, American Association of State Troopers, American Breast Cancer Foundation, American Cancer Society, American Red Cross, Americans Feeding American/Feed the Children, AMVETS National Service Foundation, Army Emergency Relief, Avon Walk for Breast Cancer, Breast Cancer Research Foundation, A Child's Wish Foundation, Disabled American Veterans, Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, Kids Wish Network, Macular Degeneration Research, Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, Paralyzed Veterans of America, Salvation Army, Soldiers Angels. We have also donated $50 million to the nonprofit Worldwide Hospital Corporation that we will describe later. These donations will be in the form of PayPal transactions using a valid email address with a fictitious name. There will be no way to track the donor. We continue to gather names of organizations and individuals who have demonstrated the need for support and none is available. We donate to families fighting serious illnesses with little or no financial aid. We have found many, many situations in which lives can be saved if the financial obstruction is removed. In most cases, the sick and dying cannot wait for help, they need it now. When we find those situations, we immediately donate via PayPal using a fictitious name. While investigating emails and other documents in the MHC network, including private computers belonging to the officers and employees, we discovered private emails between the president of MHC and a private investigator. The president is trying to determine if the CFO is embezzling money from the corporation. It seems the CFO is diverting money from MHC to his medical equipment company. The PI has determined that MHC has suspected embezzlement on behalf of the CFO for the last 60 days and is trying to gather enough evidence to prosecute. The president of MHC suspects the CFO of hacking the network for his benefit or that of a third party. The CFO is also the primary suspect in the hacking of the system that diverted $12 million from the company. The $12 million diversion was leaked to the news media and has spread all over the world. Terrorism is suspected and the blame is being placed on China, North Korea, or Russia. The story has prompted a major federal investigation involving the FBI, Homeland Security, and the Medicare and Medicaid fraud control units. All MHC records have been seized and the CFO has been taken into custody. The CFO is maintaining his innocence and is asserting that the MHC computer network has been hacked and the $12 million was stolen by the hackers. It will be difficult for the CFO to defend himself as he is actively involved with two friends in a software company that is being watched by the FBI. They are suspected of hacking a competing medical equipment company to obtain proprietary trade secrets about a new piece of equipment to monitor cardiac enzymes. The CFO's partners are very accomplished hackers who have been under surveillance for months. Dollars extracted to date $102 million, donation total to date $94 million.